You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Big news in Denver over the last 12 to 18 hours was the Colorado Avalanche raising their Stanley Cup championship banner at Ball Arena last night.
It's a big deal. Quite the production. I was just talking to our producer, Josh, about it, and he said he cried.
Did he?
He cried.
No.
Very powerful.
Well, they even had the dude Mark from Blink 182 there to lead the crowd in the singing of the unofficial anthem of the Avalanche, All the Small Things.
That's pretty cool.
Did Josh sing along with that too?
Oh, you know he did. Yes, he says yes, he did.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Do you want
to
hear?
And then they used a crane to raise the banner. Let's hear it, Jeremy.
Time to raise the championship banner to the rafters.
From the ice, the banner is on its way up. The Avalanche's third Stanley Cup banner, like its team, has reached the top of the mountain. It is in place.
The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we know.
My goodness.
You see somebody at Ball Arena on the stands turning to the person next to them? They won?
When did this happen?
Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions.
What if he does his orders like that when he goes through, like, Chick-fil-A?
Or I'll take a number five! Make it a large!
And then the Avs went right out on the ice and they beat the Chicago Blackhawks. So we are undefeated this year.
That's pretty cool.
Undefeated. We have a new launch date for that Artemis rocket that's going to go circle the moon. You know, they scrapped it because of some fuel leaks. And then there was this little thing of, like, a hurricane that came through. Now, NASA says the new launch window will be just after midnight on Monday, November 14th.
Ooh,
and
I'm busy.
Fingers are crossed that they'll get the rocket launched.
What day
if
is
not,
it?
If not, you got to turn to Elon. He'll get it launched 14th. For him.
I got an HOA meeting that night. I'm busy. I really do.
Well, in the Mile High City, it would be Sunday night at about 10 p.m.
Well, then I'm wide open.
Sit down, crack a cold one, and watch it.
There it goes.
What else is trending?
Well, let me open my Word document back up. We do need to give a big shout out to M&M's today because it is National M&M Day. And I do have
that's my go-to road trip food, right?
But, it's nice. But you just don't want to forget it in the car because it gets hot and
I have
melty.
Morphed over the years. It was the plain M&M's for years and years. Then I went to the peanut, but now
look at you.
It is the peanut butter M&M's.
Living on the edge, Dom Testa.
And by the way, let's just call it out here. Those packages where they sell M&M's and they write shareable on the package.
Ain't nobody sharing an M&M.
It would have to be a pretty hefty bag of M&M's before it's shareable.
Yeah.
This is just, it just barely fits in the palm of your hand and they think that's shareable.
That's not shareable.
It's a bunch of BS.
Speaking of that, let me play you this, the biggest marketing gimmick of all time.
Get M&M's. The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
What a lie that was, huh? What a lie.
Not they'll, for me, because I'm
they'll
hot
melt
blooded.
All over you.
Check it and see.
Hey, Gen Z, you're trending this morning. The story here says, buckle up, boomers. Cancel culture has officially come for one of your favorite emojis. Gen Zers are calling out the popular thumbs up emoji this morning.
Oh,
they say that the thumbs up emoji is rude and hostile, and they feel attacked whenever they see it in the workplace.
Well,
they say the thumbs up emoji is passive aggressive, unaccommodating, unfriendly, and dismissive. Much like my mother-in-law. Heyo.
They're looking at it all wrong, though. Explain to them what the thumbs up emoji really is all about.
Jeremy. Older workers are perplexed, Dom, because we think that the thumbs up is just, I approve, I understand, and I will obey.
It's the period in the thread. The thumbs up
Correct.
Is something that can never be responded to, which is what you're after in a text thread. You don't want it to keep going.
That's
so
what it is.
So once you do the thumbs up, that is the stopper. Right
this
there.
Is the I've read your message, I have nothing to add, and I hope and pray that no one else in this group chat has anything else to add as well. That's the thumbs up emoji right there.
Exactly. It's like If you say thank you, that opens up the door for somebody to write back. No, thank you.
No, thank you again.
Hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great day.
No,
the thumbs up cannot be replied
we
to.
We are done here. Everything is.
So.
As it is, move on.
Which generation is man of this?
Z.
Well, Gen Zers, you're just going to have to get over it.
You guys are rude.
You can have my thumbs up emoji when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers.
You're passive aggressive, unaccommodating, unfriendly, and death metal.
Literally.
Literally death metal.
Okay, let's move on.
Elon Musk is in trending this morning. He's selling a fragrance. He needs some money to pay that big Twitter bill that he's got, I guess. This new fragrance is called Burnt Hair, and you can pick it up for $100 a bottle. He is saying that it is the finest fragrance on earth. It has an essence of repugnant desire. Mm. He says it's just like leaning over a candle at the dinner table, but without the hard work. Now, the story is also saying that nobody has actually gotten their hands on it yet to take a whiff of it. But, you know, it's named Burnt Hair, so I hope to God it smells like burnt hair.
We need to immediately get a candle with that scent, too.
Yeah. He put 10,000 of them on the Burnt Hair website, and it looks like they have already sold out. So he's already
made
some.
What is the Burnt Hair website?
Did I put it in here?
Is it just Burnt Hair?
It says just according to the official Burnt Hair website. So it might be burnthair.com. I don't know what you're going to get if you look that up. Might be just a bunch of pictures of burnt hair, some sort of fetish.
Oh, it's on his boring company. B-O-R-I-N-G, where he has that company that bores tunnels. That's
right.
The boring, not boring as in
different,
put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. They make tunnels. Well, it's on that.
It's on it's there. He's got boring. Other things. You can buy like flamethrowers and stuff from him.
Yeah, that's right next to the burnt hair is the flamethrower.
There you go.
And right next to that is careers. Would you like for me to look up, see what jobs are available?
Hey, right now? That'd be great, actually. That'd be a fun company to work for, I think. Although he sends very harsh, mean emails sometimes.
Oh, it's tough love.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Elon is like so passive aggressive, unaccommodating, unfriendly, and dismissive.
I'm looking on the Boring Company's website at their various job openings.
Yeah.
There's a bleep ton of them, man.
Huh.
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 Including a tunnel engineer.
That'd be a cool gig, huh?
A purchasing intern, a security guard. They got it. They've got dozens of job openings.
Huh. Right now.
I like this one. The tube bender.
Bro. All right. Tube bender, bro.
One of your responsibilities would be build, crimp, and test hydraulic hose assemblies. Sign me up.
Wow.
All you need is a high school diploma.
Doesn't sound that hard.
Yeah.
What else do I got on here? Let me scroll down. Jeans. I got a vintage pair of jeans trending this morning. It's a pair of Levi's from the 1880s. They were found down in an abandoned New Mexico mine. Somebody went down there, this historian, and he dug them out. And he put them up at auction, and they sold for $87,000. Says it's the among the most expensive pair of jeans ever sold.
What do you do with those? You wouldn't put them on, would you?
I would put them on. If I'm spending that much on jeans, I'm putting them on. I'm checking the pockets for gold dust. I'm going to pretend I'm an 1880s prospector if I put those on, dumb. Give me a sarsaparilla. Here's your Fat America. Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell today, if you're into that. And they've also got a fancy one that comes with truffle sauce. Whatever. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. It's kind of a funny video this morning that's making the rounds. A 13-year-old kid was jacking with his mom by chewing on a dog toy, making it squeak. She lunged at him, tried to pull it away, but he went and sucked in the squeaker. he accidentally swallowed the noisemaker in it. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, this is actually a thing? This happens?
It's like a Tom and Jerry cartoon where Tom the cat swallows it, and every time he breathes, it makes a little sound.
I have. Yeah, here's the audio. It's like 3 seconds. So every time this kid laughs, it squeaks. Here, listen. That's so annoying. You can see the whole video if you were dying to. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.